Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Well, this go-round, we're going to start off with the Chinese Lantern Festival. It's transformed Booth Amphitheater in Cary into a holiday wonderland. Tickets are, of course, on sale now. The seven-week event runs November 25th to January 15th. The festival includes more than 20 all-new displays, each one comprised of hundreds of parts and thousands of lights. The giant Chinese dragon also will return to Symphony Lake. This year, organizers plan to add cultural performances and arts and crafts. Tickets are $10 for ages 3 to 17, $15 for adults. Kids 2 and under are free. That's the Chinese Lantern Festival at Booth Amphitheater in Cary, November 25th to January 15th. All right, let's take a look at the lineup for the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 p.m. unless noted. Wednesday, November 9th, Dimitri Martin. Tickets are $39.50. One of the more unconventional stand-up comics on the national circuit, Dimitri is known for using one-liners and drawings on a large pad, as well as accompanying his jokes with music on either guitar, harmonica, piano, keyboard, glockenspiel, toy bells, ukulele, or tambourine. Thursday, November 10th, it's Eric Johnson, one of the most outstanding instrumentalists in rock over the past 30 years. Texas guitar slinger and Grammy Award winner Eric Johnson was already a legend before he recorded his first album. Tickets start at $29.50. That's Eric Johnson, Thursday, November 10th. Then Friday, November 18th, Foreplay, 25th anniversary, Carolina Jazz on Tour. For two decades, the contemporary jazz quartet known as Foreplay has enjoyed consistent artistic and commercial success by grafting elements of R&B, pop, and a variety of other sounds to their unwavering jazz foundations. Tickets start at $35. Sunday, November 20th, from quartet to string orchestra. Tickets start at $30, and the performance starts at 3. Monday, November 21st, it is Steve Vai, Passion and Warfare 25th Anniversary Tour. Steve is a virtuoso guitarist, visionary composer, and consummate producer who sculpts musical sound with infinite creativity and technical master. Tickets start at $37.50. Tuesday, November 29th, it's A Christmas Carol, presented by the Arts Discovery Series. Performances at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. Thursday, December 1st, Arts Discovery Series presents Pete the Cat. When Pete the Cat gets caught rocking out after bedtime, the cat catcher sends him to live with the Biddle family to learn his manners. And boy, are they square. Shows are at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. Another Arts Discovery Series presentation, Holiday Songs, Music Around the World. That's Tuesday, December 6th. Again, performances at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. Saturday, December 10th, Carolina Theater Triangle Youth Ballet presents The Nutcracker. Performances at 11 and 3:30. Tickets $29 for adults, $21.50 for students and seniors, and $12 for children under 6. Wednesday and Thursday, December 14th and 15th, Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Show is at 7. Sunday, January 15th, a Chest of Hidden Treasures Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle concert starts at 3. Saturday, January 21st, I Matter Mega Adventure, free all-day event, but tickets are needed. Tuesday, January 24th, Hypnotic Brass Ensemble. The Hypnotic Brass Ensemble is a family band consisting of seven blood brothers who began their musical training at the tender ages of 4 and 5 by their father, jazz trumpeter bandleader Kalen Phil Cochran of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Thursday, January 26, an evening with Pat Metheny featuring Antonio Sanchez, Linda O, and Gwilym Simcock. Tickets start at $47. Moving on to the North Carolina Museum of Art, Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. Saturday and Sunday, November 12th and 13th, it's the Paderewski Piano Festival. Sunday, December 4th, Triangle Jewish Chorale in concert. Sunday, December 11th, holiday concert featuring the Raleigh Flute Choir. Also at the Art Museum, the Sights and Sounds on Sunday series. All performances start at 3. November 20th, it's at the Chanterelle Trio. January 22nd, Amphion Percussion. March 5th, Cello Forum. April 23rd, Raleigh Camerata. And May 14th, Blue Mountain Ensemble. Pine Cone's annual Down Home Country Series is scheduled, starting off Friday, January 6th with Sierra Hall. Hall's breakout album, Weighted Mind, features the young mandolin virtuoso coming into her own as a singer-songwriter. Hall first joined Alison Krauss on stage at the Grand Ole Opry when she was just 11, and she's been astonishing audiences and fellow musicians alike ever since. Performances at 8 o'clock, Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday, February 9th, the Kruger Brothers with Contras Quartet. This is at Maimandi Concert Hall. Renowned for their genre-defying musical collaborations with string ensemble, the Contras Quartet collaboration with the Kruger Brothers bridges the line between classical music and American folk, while drawing on diverse musical traditions to create original, exciting, inspiring performances that speak to people from around the world. Three other concerts coming up in the Pine Cone Down Home series. Friday, February 24th, Dom Flemons with Kaya Cater and Jaron Blind Boy Paxton. Friday, March 31st, Billy Strings. Friday, April 7th, Mountain Faith. And I forgot one other one. Friday, April 21st, it's Sarah Jaraz. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Just an item here about festivals and events across the state. There are lots of Christmas shows, programs, parades, and other holiday events too numerous to mention. Check some local listings. Nightdale events coming up, the Fall Food Truck Thursdays, and this is every Thursday through November 17th. Food trucks are featured at Nightdale Station Park Amphitheater for lunch and dinner. Saturday, November 12th, the holiday fair. Interested in shopping for the holidays but don't have a lot of time to do it? At Nightdale's Holiday Fair, local vendors will gather in one location for one day, giving you easy access to some of your favorite brands and items. The event is held 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Nightdale Recreation Center. It's free to the public. Thursday, November 24th, Turkey Leg 5K. Begins and ends at Nightdale Station Park and happens rain, shine, or ridiculously cold temperatures, 8:30 a.m. Thanksgiving morning. Okay, Carrie's Marvelous Music Series, Family Series, rather, four family-friendly performances at the Carrie Arts Center that can be enjoyed by young and old alike at an affordable price. Saturday, December 17th, Cary Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. For Cary Ballet Company's one-hour holiday production, the Nutcracker Suite, see, I got it right that time, you will be treated to a condensed and delightful version of the beloved holiday classic that features the Sugar Plum Fairy and an exclusive mini ballet demonstration by Cary Ballet's artistic director. Performance starts at 10 a.m. Then, after the first of the year, Saturday, January 28th, the Triangle Wind Ensemble presents Magic in Motion. Also on the Marvelous Music Family Series, Saturday, February 18th, Children's Theater of Charlotte presents Comedia Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Saturday, May 20th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. And Cary's Marvelous Music Main Stage Series All-Star shows start at 7:30. Saturday, November 19th, Billy McGuigan, Rave On, the Buddy Holly Experience. Friday, January 27th, Robin Spielberg. Friday, February 17th, Ken Levine. Saturday, March 4th, Pump Boys and Dinettes. Friday, April 21st, Balsam Range. And then there's there was a bonus performance, but that was last month. Never mind. Garner events coming up. Saturday, November 12th, Rebecca Luker Broadway Voices Tour. Rebecca received 3 Tony Award nominations for her work in The Music Man, Showboat, and Mary Poppins. She also appeared in the Broadway productions of Fun Home, Cinderella, The Phantom of the Opera, The Sound of Music, 9, and The Secret Garden. Garner Performing Arts Center at 7:30. And then on Saturday, November 19th, Country Grass with Lorraine Jordan and Eddie Raven. What do you get when you pair one of the hottest bluegrass acts in the country with some of country music's top legends? You get the bluegrass genre's latest trend that is sweeping the nation, country grass. Carolina Road Band, featuring our Lady of Tradition, Lorraine Jordan, collaborated with some of the greatest country legends on the EP, Country Grass, and the result is magic. Garner Performing Arts Center at 7:30. Okay, at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, these performances all start at 7:30. Friday, November 11th, its Clean Comedy Series presents Leslie Norris Townsend and Michelle Miller. Saturday, November 12th, Almost Elton John and the Rocket Band. Thursday, December 8th, it's the Holly Springs Community Band. Saturday, December 10th, the James Brown Band with Tony Wilson and the Grandfather of Soul Band. Friday, December 16th, the Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. And a couple of performances from the Carolina Puppet Theater with shows starting at 11 at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, November 15th, Being Thankful, and then December 6th and 20th, It Is Christmas and Winter. Okay, here's the Clayton Center. All shows start at 8, unless noted. No, Saturday, November 19th, it is 6 guitars. Chase Padgett delivers a virtuosic performance in 6 guitars, Chase portraying 6 different guitar players, each with their own voice, views, and musical styles. Tickets are $20. Thursday through Saturday, December 1st through the 3rd, it is the Pure Flix Presents Comedy All-Stars. You're invited to attend the taping of a brand new stand-up showcase television program with a dozen of the funniest clean comedians headlining in America today. Be part of the fun and hilarity during the taping of this new stand-up showcase with 12 great clean comics. Hosts for the program, Sinbad on Thursday night, Jeff Allen on Friday night, and Louis Anderson on Saturday night. Shows start at 7. Sunday, December 4th, Tippy Toes Dance Studio presents The Nutcracker. Saturday, December 10th, We've Only Just Begun, The Carpenters Remembered. Tickets are $30. And then Saturday, December 17th, it is the Johnston County Chorale Holiday Concert, performances at 2 and 7. Following the holiday concerts, there are no events scheduled until February of next year. Audio described performances scheduled currently Sunday, November 13th, Suddenly Last Summer, Meredith Ensemble Theater at 3. The only son of wealthy widow Violet Venable dies while on vacation with his cousin Catherine. What the girl saw was so horrible that she went insane. Now Mrs. Venable wants Catherine lobotomized to cover up the truth. A modern classic tragedy told by one of the South's greatest writers, Tennessee Williams. Saturday, November 19th, Spamalot, North Carolina Theater, Memorial Auditorium at 2. Lovingly ripped off from the classic film comedy Monty Python and the Holy Grail, Spamalot retells the legend of King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table. Audio described performance on Tuesday, November 29th, The May Queen, Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill, at 7:30. Whatever happened to your high school queen? Everyone wonders what happened to Jen Nash, Kingston High's beautiful May Queen of 97. When she suddenly resurfaces back in town as a temp, things are a far cry from what anyone imagined. It's a mixed-up mashup when an unexpected high school reunion meets the hilarity of The Office. Sunday, December 4th, Written on the Heart. This is Burning Coal Theater. Think you know your King James Bible? Think again. David Edgar's roaring celebration of the astonishing story of the 80-year-long fight to create a Bible that could be read and understood by the people. A heretic is hunted down by the church. His illicit tome is burned, followed shortly by its author. But William Tyndale left behind something more than his own charred bones. He left behind an idea. Murphy School Auditorium at 2. That's on Sunday, December 4th. Same day, the best Christmas pageant ever, Cary Players. The toughest kids in town take over the annual holiday pageant as Cary Players presents the best Christmas pageant ever, a fun-filled comedy for the whole family. This popular Barbara Robinson show is sure to please audiences looking for a way to kick off the holiday season. Cary Arts Theater at 3 o'clock on Sunday, December 4th. Sunday, December 11th, it's Cinderella, Raleigh Little Theater. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family, just the right mixture of comedy and romance to add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. A visually stunning musical combining elegant costumes and scenery with song, dance, conniving step relatives, and resourceful fairy folk. Performances at 5. This show sells out quickly, and it's suggested you purchase your tickets early. And then Monday, December 19th, it is the Black Nativity Stewart Theater, NC State University Student Union, and the performance starts at 7. We once again want to look at some of the upcoming North Carolina holiday train events. The North Carolina Transportation Museum. This is the third year that the museum in Spencer, about 2 hours from the Triangles, has offered this holiday event, inspired what's become a classic movie and book. The experience includes an opportunity to take a trip aboard one of the museum's trains to the North Pole, complete with music from the movie's soundtrack. On board, you'll be treated to cookies and hot chocolate, along with singing, dancing, and a reading of the Polar Express. Once you arrive at the destination, Santa will visit and everyone gets a silver sleigh bell. Once you arrive at the destination, Santa will visit and every... I said that already. Event dates November 18th and 19th and 24th through the 27th, then December 2nd through the 4th, 9th through the 11th, and the 15th through the 22nd. Details on pricing and other info can be found at nctrans.org. Great Smoky Mountains Railroad. Over 70,000 passengers rode the Polar Express with the Great Smoky Mountains Railroad last year. It's an hour and a quarter round-trip excursion, comes to life as the train departs Bryson City. The Polar Express begins November 11th on the Great Smoky Mountains Railroad and operates through January 1st. Details can be found online at gsmr.com. New Hope Valley Railroad. Hundreds of visitors from across the state travel to New Hope Valley Railway, which is located just 30 minutes south of Raleigh off U.S. Highway 1 at exit 89. The both steam and diesel locomotives operate the Holiday Santa trains. This year, the Holiday Santa trains offer rides December 3rd and 4th and December 10th and 11th. Five different train rides scheduled each of the 4 days. Additional information at TriangleTrain.com. North Carolina Museum of Life and Science in Durham, it's the 39th annual Santa Train. Climb aboard the Ellerby Creek Railway for a journey to the North Pole. Enjoy a ride through thousands of twinkling lights and on the way to meet Santa and his elves. The Life and Science Santa Train operates December 1st through the 4th, 8th through the 11th, and 15th through the 21st. Information on times and prices can be found online at lifeandscience.org. Denton Farm Park offers rides on the Country Christmas Train weekends, November 25th through December 27th. Ride the Handy Dandy Railroad and see the lights and nativity movie along the way. You can find more information online at dentonfarmpark.com. And then there's the Train to Christmastown. This is in Gastonia. The Train to Christmastown is a fun, festive holiday train ride based on the book of the same name, published in 2012, and departs from three other locations across the country. The story follows Janice, her brother Paul, and their woodland friends on their yearly journey to Christmastown. This heartwarming tale highlights the power of family tradition, friendship, and the magic of Christmas. Guests are reminded that the event takes place completely on board the train. Train operates November 25th through the 27th and December 3rd through the 23rd. Details at traintochristmastown.com. Alrighty, a few Carolina Music Festivals coming up. November 13th, it's the Shindig in downtown Clayton. December 15th through the 17th, a bluegrass kind of Christmas in Raleigh. The promoter behind September's Bluegrass Island Festival and Memorial Day weekend's Shallow Bag Shag in Manteo has announced this new winter festival with a top bluegrass lineup to debut in Raleigh this year. It's held at the Hilton North Raleigh Midtown. January 6 and 7, it is Elvis Fest in Chapel Hill. This is at Cat's Cradle. January 13th through the 15th, Big Bang. Okay. Big Band and Swing Dance Weekend, Asheville. Of course, Big Bang is that comedy series on TV. Love it. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Coming up Friday, November 11th, Bach Double Violin Concerto. This is Friday Favorites with the North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. It starts at 11. Saturday, November 12th, Manus World Concert and Comedy Show. It starts at the Maymandy Concert Hall at 7. Saturday and Sunday, November 12th and 13th, Carolina Dance Foundation presents The North Star, Fletcher Opera Theater, with the Saturday performance at 7 p.m., Sunday at 3 p.m. Monday, November 14th, Encore, Chamber Theater at 10:30 a.m., Maymandy Concert Hall. November 15th through the 20th, Spamalot, North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, November 18 and 19, The Planets, live. Shows start at 8 o'clock both nights. Saturday, November 19th, Carolina Youth Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Performances at 1 and 5. Sunday, November 20th, Patty Griffin Cat's Cradle at Fletcher Opera Theater. Sunday, November 20th, Triangle Youth Philharmonic Fall Concert at Maymandy Concert Hall, 3 p.m. Tuesday, November 22nd, Triangle Youth Orchestra and Symphony Fall Concert, Maymandy Concert Hall at 7. Wednesday, November 23rd, A Kid's Christmas, North Carolina Symphony Special Event Concert, Maymandy Concert Hall at 3. November 23rd through the 27th, Carmina Burana, Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, November 25 and 26, Holiday Pops, North Carolina Symphony Special Event Concert. Performance at 7:30 Friday and 3 p.m. on Saturday. And November 25th through to December 24th, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical. Okay, Durham Performing Arts Center in Durham, of course. DPAC, Wednesday, November 9th, Country Music's Vince Gill. Friday, November 11th, it is Octonauts Live. Sunday, November 13th, The Pretenders. Friday, November 18th, The Temptations and the Four Tops. Sunday, November 20th, Straight No Chaser. Friday, November 25th, it's Joe Bonamassa. Saturday, November 26th, it is Hip Hop Nutcracker. Tuesday, November 29th through Sunday, December 4th, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical. Sunday, November 27th, it is Dream Theater. Tuesday, December 6th, it is The Piano Guys. Friday, December 9th through Sunday, December 11th, Carolina Ballet presents The Nutcracker. Thursday, December 15th through Sunday, December 18th, it's Ira David Wood III's A Christmas Carol. Once again, that's Ira David Wood III's A Christmas Carol. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.